You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code pod20 for 20% off your first product.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave. Difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
Now, when Today FM's Phil Egan sends you a voice note on a Monday afternoon, you know something is up. Mm-hmm. Because Phil likes face-to-face chats.
He does.
They'll go on for hours. Love meeting Phil. Love having chats. He might send you a text. He'll seldom call, but he will not send a voice note.
No, sir.
So imagine my surprise on Monday afternoon when I got this.
Dave, you know me, don't like voice notes, but desperate times call for desperate measures. This is something I think for Ask Dave and need your help here. So halftime of the Euros last night, walked out to the front of the house, get a bit of fresh air. You know, things were quite tense between Spain and England. Few wasps buzzing around the front door above it, and they seem to be going in between the bricks. Now, I never saw more than three or four at a time, but God only knows what's behind the brickwork. And I remember when we moved into the house 4 years ago, we got work done where the whole downstairs was stripped and we found an old wasp's nest. So I'm hoping that they're not going to settle in there for the summer. Just wondering what kind of suggestions you'd have. Can I take care of it myself, or do I have to bring in the professionals? All advice and help would be greatly appreciated. Cheers.
So there you go. You know Phil's in panic stations if he's sending a voice note for Ask Dave to me on a Monday afternoon. So let's talk about wasps for a second before I get onto the advice I have. Yeah, well, here's the thing. I was going to say, Emer, I know nobody who loves animals as much as you do. However, what are your feelings on wasps?
I don't mind wasps. Just don't come near me. Why are you in my vicinity?
Well, look, they are the aggressive yellow and black cider drinking machines. And they're not really, but they are as well sometimes. Wasps mostly go about their business and they don't bother us at all, okay? There are two types of wasps. There are solitary wasps and there are social wasps. And we're going to focus on the social ones because obviously if they're going into Phil's house, they live in a colony.
Yeah, that's they have little Pringles under their arms. Maybe they just wanted to watch the match.
Maybe they did. Look, wasps are predators, okay? Bees are not predators. Wasps are predators. They don't make honey. They don't pollinate flowers, by and large. They are near the top of the insect food chain. They're omnivores. They eat fruit. They eat plants. They eat other insects. They start a colony every spring, and they build their nests, by the way, out of chewed wood and their own saliva.
Cool.
So that's how they make their nests. They never nest in the same place twice. Phil was worried about that. They may nest in the same vicinity twice, but they don't nest in the same place twice. So if you find a nest that's no longer got any wasps in it, it's fine.
You're cool.
Phil's not in that situation, though. He is an active wasp's nest. So spring and summer, wasps are busy. But in the late summer, and we're not quite there yet, this is when you see a change in wasp behavior. Because the worker wasps, effectively, their contract runs out. It's come to an end, and they basically are out on the beer with no responsibilities and they're just waiting to die, okay? That's literally, they've no purpose left except to satisfy their sweet tooth. So they become disoriented, they leave the nest in search of sugary goodness and they become aggressive and bold. They won't leave your cider alone. They enjoy an ice cream cone in your hand. They'll dive into your can of Coke. They've even gotten drunk on fermenting fruit.
Oh, cool. So, that explains why every year traditionally Electric Picnic is the first weekend in September, last weekend in August. And, oh my word,
wasps
everywhere.
See, that's the thing.
And they don't care.
No, that's literally what happens to them. They just go, I've done what I'm supposed to do in my they've worked, it's like 40 years of work they've done in the space of the summer. And then they
What's
go,
their life expectancy?
It's just a year. It's just that year. That's all they live for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now I'm going to feel bad batting them away from my beer. I'll be giving them a sip.
Give them a sip, yeah, if you can. If you don't mind, then listen, they are aggressive at that point because they are going out. They're like that fella coming out of the pub on Saturday night. It's late. He needs a fix of a kebab, but he also needs a fight. Like, so that's who he is at that point. They do provide a purpose, by the way. They, I should say, they prey on pests. Now, I know they may seem like pests themselves, but they're used as a natural pesticide by a lot of farmers. They eat a huge number of crop pests. Mm-hmm. So they do actually serve a purpose. But what does Phil do?
Yes.
Now that he has wasps in his house who have either built or are building a nest right now. Well, I reached out to our favourite critter expert. His name is Collie Ennis from Trinity College Dublin. He is host of the Critter Shed podcast. And I asked him, and this is what he told me to tell Phil.
Hey man, if you have a wasp nest in or near your house or in a shed, the best thing, especially if it's regularly used, the best thing to do is to call professionals, because wasps don't take too kindly to people bumping or nudging their nests and can attack people. So it's best to err on the side of caution in the case of our little yellow jacketed friends.
Now, Phil, from what I know from a quick conversation this morning across the room, telling him I was going to do Ask Dave today on the show, he said, good, because I'm going to have to figure this out by this afternoon. So I think he may, having heard this now, call the professionals and get them in to sort out the wasp nest scenario.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's why Lands End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code pod20 for 20% off your first product.